A lot of pratim, exactly how to do the avodah, was first explained later on in the Yom Moed. Rashi, a pratim b'yom moed, mishukum ha-mishkan, after the mishkan was put up, v'dibur imoy, mi'al ha-proichais, shom pirish le'akosta. Then the post explains more, because it says, v'yikra Moshe, v'dabar shemelov, mi'yom moed. I mean, then in the Torah, then it was first given to Moshe, the other halachis. Le'mor, v'seifa teres, karim, nine of yikra, nispash, v'kol uchois, korbin, v'chein dvorm harbi. But those halachas were first given to Moshe later on by the Mishkan in the Yom Moed. Right, so this is Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, I mean now, klolos of protas nemer b'sinai. All the protas were also given by Har Sinai. Exactly the halachas of the Karbonis. The Nishnu b'Yom Moed, it was said over a second time b'Yom Moed. That's why it's not Shmuel when the Torah says it a second time in Yom Moed. The Nishtal shall be Arvas Moed. And now Amos Mother said over a third time. Three times was said over all the lochis of all the lochis. Now it's just like this. V'isako daitoch. Oil shekrivu Yisrael by midbar. Was oil as tom and avoy. If you want to tell me the korban that they brought in the midbar. Koy deman Torah. Was the korban atomid. Miyika midi. Ti mikoro loy boy hefshev netuach. Ulev soiv boy hefshev netuach. Could it be possible at the beginning they brought it and it did not need Hefshev Nituach? And later on in Noyum Noyid, there the Torah explains how to bring it. Like if you tell me they brought the Korban Atomid, so how could it be that they said the same? How could it be that they said the same halachas over again? I guess the long halachas. Trashimi Kamidi, Elavada Olash Rihavoi, or Malay Mekrivu. Like, if you say they brought the Korban HaTamid then, by Har Sinai, before, so the lochos weren't even said yet. The lochos were first given over and weighed later. So if so, how could they bring it before without the real way? So the Bible, you have to say, what they brought before was not the Iker Oilas Tamid. What they brought before was just their own Korban Oilas, however they wanted. Later was said the lochos had to bring the Oilas Tamid. Later they first brought it with Hefshev Nituach. To the right, Rabbi Shmuel holds like this. All right, we'll stop here. Okay. Here, we're holding that vav from the base. In the middle of the Shiloh, was machlokes in the Mishnah when we have to bring on a Yom Tov the Korban Oilas Ria, Korban Oila, and a Korban Shalmei Chagiga, the Shlomim, which one is more important? Like, which one is more expensive? That by Shammai said the Oila is two mois, and the Chagiga can only be worth, if you want, only one more. And Basil said the opposite way, that Oilas Ria is only, if you want, could be worth $1, one more, and the Shlomim, the Chagiga has to be worth at least two more. So he brought the Svaras why. Now in the middle of the Shalom, Basil brought a right to say that the Shlomim is more important, because the Shlomim was brought in the Midbar, Koyde Matan Torah. That's the way Basil holds. And by Shammai says no, that the Karbonis that they brought in the Midbar, they brought a Karbon Oiler also. That was by Shammai's Svara. And by Sil answered back and said no, the Oiler they brought in the Midbar wasn't an Oilas like Nadova, but it was the Oilas HaTomid. They brought the Oilas HaTomid every day in the Midbar, but a Karbon Oiler, a Nadova, a Yochid didn't bring his Oiler in the Midbar. The only thing that was brought in the Midbar was the Shlomim. So therefore, by Sil holds that a Shlomim is more important than an Oiler. And the Pasuk says really in the end of Mishpatim that we'll soon see that Vayishlech as Nara Vina Yisrael Vayalu Oilis. The Pasuk says they brought Oilis. Then it says Vayizbechu Zvachim Shlomim Lashem Porim, that they brought Shlomim. So Shlomim for sure they brought. The Shal at the beginning of the Pasuk says Vayalu Oilis, they also brought a Korban Oila. So that's the Machlekes. Does this Oila mean they brought a Korban Oila but Torah in the double like the Yechidim brought a Korban Oila? Or does it mean no, like Beis Shammai wants to say that Oila was the Korban HaTomid that was brought every single day. But the only Korban Yochid that was brought, that's what Basil learns. That the Korban Oila that was brought, Koidim, in this Pasuk is talking about the Oilas Tomid, but the only Korban Yochid that was brought was a Korban Shlomim. Therefore Basil says the Shlomim is more Choshev, has to be worth at least two, and Beis Shammai holds no, that this Oila that was brought was also a regular Korban Oila. Samar brought down And the Gemara was a few man the Yomrim that rolled each way. And the Gemara says, Omer Abaya, and this is Vavam Aleph, the end was, that by Shammai, Reb Lezer, Reb Yishmael, Kula Svir Lahu, Oyla, Sheikh Riba, B'nai Yisrael, Ban Midbar, Oyla, Zriya, heavy. They all hold, the Pesham, this Pesach was, Oyla was a carbon yachid, they brought an Oyla from the Dover. Obeisilov, Reb Kiva, Reb Yisrael, Lila, Kula Svir Lahu, no Oyla, Sheikh Riba, Yisrael, Ban Midbar, Oyla, Tamar Avoy. That's what they hold, that the oila in the postik was the korban atomid. But a korban yochid from oila wasn't brought. Kaidim the matan Torah, kaidim the mishkan. The only thing they brought was only shlom. So we'll start again here again. Beisham, as Mar says now, Beisham I had the amarin. Beisham we just had, he says clearly. We have Yishmael, what's the right of Yishmael holds like that? That oila they brought was the oila's riya. The tanya, Rabbi Yishmael, lay maklolis nem Rabbi Sinai. O protos bia omoyit. He holds that the klal of the karbonos was set by Hasinai, but the protos, the exact halachis, were only said later by Oyel Moed. Rabbi Akiva holds that klalos to protos nemru b'Sinai. He holds both. The klalos and the protos were both said by Hasinai. V'nishnu b'Oyel Moed, and it was said over again in Oyel Moed, v'nishtalshu b'Avris Moed, and it was learned a third time in Avris Moed, three times. Now it swirls like this, v'yisaka daitoch, that Oyla Sheikh Ribu Yisrael by Midbar was Oyla's Tomer Avoy, if you want to say that Rabbi Shmuel holds that the carbon Oyla they brought in was Oyla's Atomid, Miyakamidi de Mikoro Leboy Heshiv Nituach. Means Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Klolis was said by Harsinai, but the Protos, the exact dinam, how to bring it, was only said later in Oyomayid. So how could you tell me that at the beginning they brought the carbon Oyla's Atomid and they didn't know the Lochas yet? They didn't know that Boy Heshiv Nituach. Hefshit means first you have to skin the animal, and then v'nituach you have to cut it up into pieces, and then you makiv it first. But since these halachas are first said at the end, how could it be that the mikor, if you want to say they brought the korban, it was korban atomid, that the mikor loy boi hefshit v'nituach, ulibsoif boi hefshit v'nituach? So the svar for sure, since the halachas of hefshit v'nituach was not given yet until the Yayam Mayid, the korbanos they brought in the midbar was an elas riya, it was like an adava. If you wanted to, you could bring on your own the korban oila. But in the time of the korban atomid first started late in the Yayam Mayid. That's Rabbi Yishmael Shita. See, Avarai again, Rabbi Yishmael holds like Beishamai. Rabbi Lezer, where's Rabbi Lezer's proof? The Tanya we learned. The Pasuk says, Oilas tomid ha'asuya b'har Sinai. You bring an Oilas tomid every single day, you bring the Oilas of tomid in the Baboiko Erev. It says, ha'asuya b'har Sinai. So Rabbi Lezer says, Maiseho nemru b'Sinai. True. The Maiseho, the Inyan of the Parsha was said by Hasinai. But the Atzmo le'korvo. But the actual korban atomid was not brought by Hasinai. When did they start to bring it? First when they had the Oyel Moed, when they said over the exact halachas how to bring it. So Tzarari Ablez also holds. That's what the Pesach says, Vayalu Oilus, that they brought an Oilah by Sinai. It doesn't mean a korban atomid, because that's first started later on. So it has to mean what they brought then was Oilus Medava. If they wanted to, they brought their own private korban Oilah. So that's also right, like Beishamai holds. Now Rabbi Kiva says, no, Korva Vishuv Leposko. The Kiva holds, no, they started to bring the korban by Har Sinai. And that's what the Kiva Shitosa that he said before, Kololois or Protois Nemru B'Sinai, that the exact halachas, exactly how to bring the korban atomid, was learned by Har Sinai. But since it was learned then by Har Sinai, they knew exactly how to bring it, it's okay, they started to bring the korban atomid then, and from then on, Shuv Leposko. Elo mani mekayim, if so, what do we do with the pasuk that says, Hazvochim u'minche gashtem li b'midbor aboim shono the Beis Yisrael? That, so churetz mashma, Hazvochim u'minche gashtem li b'midbor aboim shono. That, it's a tefiyah, Rashi says it means, u'mani mekayim hazvochim u'minche gashtem li b'midbor loshen teima. The pasuk is saying like a wonder, like how come they did not bring it? U'mashma shlehi grivu. Lefish and Izufim Hoyu. Mashma that in the Midbar they did not bring the Karbonis they were supposed to. Because they were in Izufim, like the Shekhinah wasn't with them in the years in the Midbar. So the Chorot Akasha, according to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, yes, Klai Yisrael brought the Korban Atomid then in the Midbar. So how come the Postin almost says, Mashma Losh and Taima wonder how come they didn't bring it? So Gemara answers, Shiftoi Shalevi, Shloi Ovdu Avoy Dezorah, Hey Make Rivu Oisa. Just means Shevet Levi brought the korban atomic from their own money, but it wasn't the korban tziba that was spent from the whole klal's money. So as a taina on the rest of klal Yisrael, how come they didn't bring the korban? Rashi says, Shiftoi Shalevi, Hekrivu Mishalhem. They brought the carbon atomic, true, but it was from their own money. It wasn't from the tzibur. So that's what the taina was. V'akoponim, it's a machloikas, what's shown this postek, v'yalu oilois, that they brought carbon oilo, v'shas by Bahar Sinai, does it mean the regular carbon atomic that they started from then? Or does it mean, no, the carbon atomic first started later by the Yoyim Oyed, by the Mishkan? Oilos here just means in the Dova. Now, Beisilul Hodi Amorin. Beisilul, like we said before, Beisilul said a swara that the Chagiga, Shalom Chagiga, is more important, has to be worth at least 2 mors. He says, because the Chagiga, the Shlomen, was brought, carried the man Torah. Mashma, not the carbon oilo. Either Pasuk said they brought an oilo. So Beisilul holds, this oilo was the carbon atomid they started in the Midbar. But a private carbon oilo wasn't brought until later on. Mashenkin Shlomen was brought before. So since the Shlomim was brought before the Korban Olam, that's why he holds in our Mishnah Beis Hillel that the Shalom Chagiga that you bring on Yom Tov is like more important, has to be worth at least 2 kesef. Rabbi Akiva Honami Damorin. Rabbi Akiva also, like we just got from the saying, that he said the Olas that they brought in the Midbar was an Olas Tamid. So therefore they did not bring the Olas Riya then, it was only an Olas Tamid. We have Yaisi Aglili, what do we see what he holds? The Tanya will look like this. Rabbi Yosef Aglili Oimer, Sholosh Mitzvos Nitztavu Yisraelim B'Yaloisim L'Regel. There are 3 mitzvos Klal Yisrael had to see what to do when they used to go to B'Yal L'Regel on Yom Tovim. Was the Chiyav Riyah, to bring a carbon Riyah, carbon Oila, the Chagiga, to bring a Shlomim for carbon Chagiga, the Simcha, the Mitzvotam, to bring a Shalmei Simcha. Rashi says, Simcha, Afheim Shalmei Simcha, Emein Loi Bosa Shlomim Shal Nedir Nadova. If they don't have other meats, like other korbanos to bring then, if they have a Nedir Nadova, that's okay. If they don't, then they have to bring with them a Shalmei Chagiga, a Shalmei Simcha, Stam to have Bosa Shlomim in order to eat, to be happy with. So these are 3 types of korbanos you have to bring when you go roll a regal. Now, Yesh B'Riya Shein B'Shtayim. Riya has something special about it that the other 2 Kabbalists don't have. V'Yesh B'Chagiga Shein B'Shtayim. And Yesh B'Simcha Shein B'Shtayim. Each carbon has something special that the other 2 Kabbalists does not have. Yesh B'Riya, this Indian to bring the first, a carbon Ola, a carbon Riya, Shein B'Shtayim. Sh'Riya Ola Kula L'Gvoya. Ma'ashen Kein B'Shtayim. A carbon oiler, we know the whole thing is burnt on the Mizbeach. There's no piece of meat that's a kanam or the bile of meat. It's kula kolo. So this carbon oiler, that's real that you have to bring, that's kula lashem. Mashenken, the other 2, the shlomim and the shalmei simcha and the chagiga, both the carbon shlomim, that the kanam and the bile both eat from it. Now, yesh b'chagiga mashen b'shtayim, the carbon chagiga has something over the other 2. She chagiga yesh no lefnei adibur. The Chagiga, Korban Shlomim, was brought before the Dibur. Ma'ashein b'shtayim. Ma'ashein can it's not b'shtayim. So Rashi says, Shechagiga yeshnof ne'dibur, oysen shlomim, shegrivu ha'b'choyros, afal pish labor regular grivum, even though it wasn't brought on the yomtif, of a Chagiga nikro, shebem niskaimu v'yechoyguli ba'midbar, shenem alehem b'mitzrayim. It says, Lashon in the Pasuk, v'yechoyguli ba'midbar, the Pasuk calls like Lashon Chagiga. And that's also Teretz voice. It says, Ma'ashen b'simcha. Like, simcha was not brought in the Midbar. L'chura was only a korban shlomim. And the simcha is also only a korban shlomim. So that's what Rashi answers. That is brought in the Midbar, the Pasuk says a lashin, Vayichoy guliba Midbar. Mashma, that shlomim they brought in the Midbar was like a chagiga. It was called the Vayichoy guliba, had to do with chagiga. So the korban chagiga had the Klal Yisrael brought even before Oyel Moed in the Midbar. Ma'ashenke ma'ashen b'shtayim, but a oilas riya, that means a korban yochid of a korban oila, wasn't brought yet. That, as the pasuk says, they brought an oilas, means they brought a korban atamid, but a private oila wasn't brought yet. Now, yesh b'simcha ma'ashen b'shtayim, simcha also has something over the other 2, sha'asimcha neheges ba'anoshim u'b'noshim. Then you tell the shalme simcha, is poshet to have meat, tid on yomtif, to be mekayim the mitzvah v'samachta b'chagecha. Now this mitzvah of a samachta b'chagecha applies both to anoshim and noshim. Both men and women are both mechuyim in this mitzvah. Ma'ashen b'shtayim. Ma'ashen can the other 2, the oilas riyah, the Mishnah says, noshim apotah from oil regal. They're apotah from the mitzvah. So they're apotah from oilas riyah, and they're apotah from shalom b'chagigah also. So therefore the mitzvah simcha, that has something over the other 2. Rashi says, "Asimcha neges benoshim lichsiv v'samachta ato besecha." Ma'ashen came b'shteyim. The mitzvah sasech is man gromehin. The cost of the ribu oisun. There's no ribu here. So mele noshim apotah to be oil regal. The apotah from the mitzvah of korban oilas ria and from shal mechagiga. So mele, there's a raya that Rabbi Yosi holds that the korban that the pasuk says oilah what was brought before was oilas tamid. It was not an oilas ria. Because it says a svara that only the shal mechagiga was brought in the midbar. Mashma not an oilah. Marv Rabbi Yishmael, my time komuk muslaki beishamai. What's the reason why you say Rabbi Yishmael holds like beishamai? So we're saying now Rabbi Yishmael holds like beishamai that the oil they brought in the midbar was not an oilos atomid, but was an oilos ria. Like, for what purpose are you saying it? So Gemara says like this: like lechura, you should better say he holds like beishilul than beishamai, because we know we don't paskin like beishamai. So how come we have to say that Rabbi Yishmael has to hold like beishamai? So he said this swear was, because he sakla daituch, that oila shek ribu yisrael by midbar, oila tomer havoy, that was the kash we had before. That if you want to tell me, like Beis Hillel holds, that the apostle says they brought the korban oila by Sinai, if you want to tell me it was oila satomid, miika midi could be possible to miikara loiboy hefshev nituach. That was Rabbi Yishmael Shittim. That by HaSinai, when Moshe Rabbeinu got the Seras Adibros, it only said the klolos then. He only said the klal of bringing the kabonis, but the protos exactly how to do it to make a hefshev nituach wasn't learned then. Ulepsoi, but at the end by oyamayid boy hefshev nituach. Like how could that be? So that's why we were forced to say before that Rabbi Shmuel asked old like beishamai that the korban ola that the pasuk says were not the ilas atomid because they didn't know how to bring it yet the ilas atomid. Therefore, the pasuk means an ilas ria a private korban ola that they could bring whichever way they want. So tomorrow, is that true? For Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Omar Oyla Shekrivu Yisrael by Midbar Oyla Stomad Havoi. But Rabbi Yosi Aglili, we just got finished proving, he holds here like Beis Hillel, that he says only Chagiga was done before, Mashmanat and Oyla. So when the Pesach says they brought an Oyla, it means they brought the Korban Atomid. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it should also be Kasham. Should be Kasham, Mikoro Leboi Hefshav Netuach, Lebsoiv Boi Hefshav Netuach. According to him also, they didn't know the halachas yet by HaSinai. So how come they were able to bring a korban atomid then? The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Yosef Lili Oimer, Oilo Shekrivu Yisrael Bamidbar, Eino Tuna Hefshev Nituach. You should know, but that time by Sinai, in the Midbar, when they brought the korban oilo, that korban oilo did not have the halachas yet to have the hefshit, that you have to skin it first, for the Nituach you have to cut it up. Why? The Fishain Hefshev Nituach, Elo Miyoy Mayud V'Elach. Only from Mael Mael onwards. So here you see it's possible to say that even though the Aloch of Hefshev Nituach was first learnt to Klai Yisrael later on in the Yoyim Moed, good, so from then on they changed to do the Korban Atomid that way. But it's possible to say they still brought the Korban Atomid from before from HaSinai without making the Hefshev Nituach. That's what it seems to be Yosef Lili. That he says clearly that we're saying he holds like Beis Hillel that the first Ola wasn't Ola HaTomid, even though the Loch of Hefshev Nituach was first given later on in the Yoyim Moed. So see, there's no stira. Before they had the Loch of Hefshev Nituach, they didn't do it. But later, when they got it, they did it. So Moses and Echonami, what you have to say now is Sami Mikan Rabbi Shmuel. If so, you could say the same svara in Rabbi Shmuel. So you have no right to say Rabbi Shmuel holds like Beis Shammai. Let's rather say Yosef holds like Beis Hillel. That Avada, the korban that was brought in the midbar here, was an Eilas HaTomid. Rabbi Shmuel says the Loch of Hefshev Nituach was first learned later on in the Yoyim Moed. True, that now when they brought it in the midbar by Sinai, they did not do the Hefshev Nituach, because they didn't have the Loch yet. But later on, from the Yoyim Moed onwards, that was said the Loch that first you have to skin the animal, and then cut up into pieces, and then makrev it, from then on they did it. Now, boy, Rabbi Chizda, asked a question. Hi, Kruah, what's beyond this pasuk? Okay, in the pasuk in Shmois, that Hi, Kruah, Hechik said, how do you have to read this pasuk? Vayishlach es nare b'nei Yisroel v'yalu oilois. In the pasuk, that's all it says. It says, Vayishlach es nare b'nei Yisroel, Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Bechorim. Nare means the Bechorim. They were like the Kanan, they did the Avodah then. The pasuk says, v'yalu oilois. That's all it says. They brought a korban oila. So one side is like, stop right here. And oilois means kvasim. It doesn't say in the pasuk kvasim. But one way is to stop here. It means they brought lambs for the korban oila. Then the pasuk goes on, Vayizbechu zvachim shlomim la'ashem parim. That's one way to read it. That when they brought zvachim a korbanos shlomim from what? From Purim, from axes. That's one
That's one way to read it. That the early stop was brought from Kvosim, from Lehim. And the end of the pasuk says Purim, it only goes back to Shlomim. Oidumah, maybe no. Idi v'idi Purim heavy. Maybe the way you read the pasuk is like this. Vayalu oilois, vayizmechu zvachim, like we have it. This is the way we have it. Vayalu oilois, vayizmechu zvachim, shlom l'ashem. The pasuk says they brought ten in the midbar, oilois and zvachim. From what? Purim. Both of them were from Purim, were from Atzis. That's the shaila. So Gemara is, l'may nafkimina, like what's the difference? I tell you, always says, l'may nafkimina means, kloimar, might have, what happened, happened, it's not nogeya now. The Gemara never clears shaila is, if it's not nogeya l'maiser anymore. Like it happened in the midbar, might nafkimina what they did then, like so what? I am, oh, we want to know pshan the psukim, alright? But here the Gemara is, like it's not nogeya to the psukim, so stam la locha, what's the difference? So Gemara says, Mazutra omar lepisak tamin. It's not for me now how you read the psukim. If you have to say vayalu oilis like we have it, vayalu oilis, it has to be a stop. So it has to have a different nigger, a different trup under the oilis. Mashenkin, if you read it like straight, and Purim goes back to the end, it has different trup. Like Rashi says, lepsuke tamin, beneginus. Im taimosh shnei minim, sarachat lepisak tam shavayalu oilis, viasnachta, like we have it. We have an asmach, yes, the vayalu oilis, it's an asnachto, like you stop. First it was oilis made from kvosim. And then later it was vayizbuch uzvochim, shlomin was porim. Oy bezok of kotin, tam shemafse kadibur mashlachim, yet I have a stop between now and later. But vayim min echad hoya, but if shan this posik is its continuation, like we have it, vayalu oilis vayizbuch uzvochim shlomin. They brought oilis and shlomin, you know from what? From porim. So then, Sorachatulik Roysa Biyechud Mishar Tamin, Shem Asritin going Pashto Revi. Then, after the Yalu Oilus is only a Pashto or Revi, but not like a trup that makes it stop. So that was Nafkimino. How do you learn Shat here? So it's Nafkimino Lamaisa. How do we lay in the Torah? If you want to know how to put the trup here, when you read the word Vayalu Oilus, does it have like we have in Asnachti or like stopping? Or no? Otherwise, it should have just been a Revi to continue a continuation. That was the Shaila. Another Shat the Gemara says, I do need to be from Rav Acha Rei de Rav Oma liyoyim areya la'oyla kiyola shukhibu yisob ha-midbar. If somebody says I have an oyla, the way they brought it, the way the clients were brought in the midbar. Yeah, that's not coming. Areya la'oyla kiyola shukhibu yisob ha-midbar. Somebody right now wants to make a nedra upon himself that areya la'i, I want to bring korban now, the way they brought the oyla in the midbar. That's not coming. My, Purim heavy at that time was it Purim? Oy kvosim heavy, was it kvosim teiku? I'm not obliged by teiku. We're talking about pushing the shalom. But that's the nafkimina. If a guy makes an edit now, I want to bring the same type of a korban oyla they brought in. So does he have to bring a par, an ox, or does he have to bring a keves, a lamb? I'm not obliged by teiku.
However,
by the Tanan Hosen, Elu Dvorim Shein Lem Shir. We learned the Mishnah in Peya. These are the things that